Tvach. We're in the middle of Shin Pei Ches Siv Beis. This is already the third Shiur on Beis, and we can't get out of the Sif. But Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully tonight will be Zeicha. Just to recap, last week we primarily focused on the Ramah about Oynis Mamon with Teshach, and we mentioned that there are basically five different dargis of Oynis Mamon, different types of Yisurin Oynis that he did to your Mamon that would give you chiyuvim if you're a maisa somebody else's mamon. And just to chazib it very quickly, we might need some of it tonight, depending how far we get. But we gave a case where you are ansu laharis shaloi, and instead of being mara yours, you decide to be mara shal chaveroi. That was one. And that is, of course, your chayiv. Number two was a case where you ansu laharis both yours or shal chaveroi. It was a... They gave you the brayer, either give me yours or give me shal chaveroi. And on that case, that was a drop better. In that case, we had the Lavush tied up to Ramah, and that was the case of Ramah according to Lavush, which is Chayiv, and from the Mashmoyes HaShak and Sivkan Kav Halach was Yipata. The third case was, there was an Oynis Stam, we want money, we're not discriminating who's yours or someone else, but we don't specify yours or someone else. In that case, again, Loite Yam Shishlem, you'd be Chayiv, and we had a Kazanish who suggested you'd be Pata, and he said that maybe it's Mashma that when you're on Su, Stam, and he didn't ask you, he was not trying, he didn't ask you for your money, obviously it means that he's interested in only someone else's money, so then the onus is on someone else's money. Then we had another case where it was Bedavka, it was on Su, Laharis Mamon Chaveroi, and if not, they're going to damage your money or hurt you. But only in your money, not in Yisurei Aguf. But the Oynis was specifically on someone else's money, and there we had that the Shach wants to say Yepata, and Ramah, the Pasha Ramah is Yechai, but the Levush, like I said, a different reading of the Ramah. And the last case, which is the Taz, B'shem the Taz has that if Yonsu Laharis, Mamin Chaveri only, that was the whole deal, and they're going to beat you up if you don't. Just you know that you could pay them off, and you could save yourself from the Oynis by giving money, the Taz says you're not Mechuiv to do so, or at least you don't have a Altachiv. It means if you went ahead and you were Mara, Mamun Chaveri, you're going to be Pata, because the Oynis was only on Mamun. All right. Fine. Now let's go on to, I guess, what we discussed last week, numerous cases of these variables, how you could be an accountant and you have to snitch, and different stories in camp and in school and whatever. And the Oilam, I think Ben Zion David was the first one, but a bunch of the Oilam was Ma'ir. What do you mean? Kumtem, he's Chayiv anyway, he owes it anyway, he deserves it anyway. Why am I Chayiv if I do it? And I would like to go through that Inyan tonight, Ba'arichus. And it's a very sadistic Inyan. We'll probably revisit the Inyan again when we do Ramah later on in Sifyud Beis, but at this point I think it's important to go through. If you look at the Shaks of Katan Chaf, the Mechaber was talking about what was the example of Oynis that you are part of, Ketzad, Hareisha Gaza HaMelech. The Oynis, the first case, the Oynis that you are Chayiv, Ketzad, Hareisha Gaza HaMelech Lahavi Lo Yayin Oytevin, where the Melech made a decree that he would like Yayin Oytevin, Uchayetze B'dvarim Elu. And what happened? Va'amad Moisa, Va'amad, and this Moisa went ahead and he tipped off the Melech. Hare, Yesh Leplani Oytze Yayin Oytevin, B'makam Plani. Over there, go over there, you'll see that he has Yayin Oytevin, B'makam Plani. V'hochu, and they went, V'lakhu, and they took it, Chayiv L'shalom, you Chayiv to pay. Here, you initiated, there was no force, you had no onus on yourself, you decided to help the Melech get what he wanted, he needed Yayin Otevin supplies, and he told him, go to Yen Yid and you'll be able to get those supplies. And he went ahead and he took it, you are Chayiv L'shalom, even though you didn't do a biyadayim, all you did was Maisa, you were married to the king, you tipped off the king, you are going to be Chayiv. If you look at the shach, it's a very, very important shach. It might be the most important shach in the siman. The shach is a one-liner. Look in the shachs of Katan Chaf. Hareisha Gaza Melech Lahavi Lo. In this case, where it says that you are chayiv if you did so, Hainu Zaktashak Be'inyan is talking about a case She'ein Bo'i Dina De Machusa, that the Melech didn't have the ability, the authority, Azin De Machusa Dina, to levy such a tax on that person. Kegoin She'goz Al Ish Yiduo Kagavna, where he levied a tax on one individual specifically. That's not so much our case, but if it would be our case and he didn't know how to get to that individual and you tipped him off how to get to him, or any other case where it says Kedilaos Mishin Samaktes, there are other variables over there, other cases over there that are king's taxes are not considered dina makusa dina. If it's a double chain like kitzva, it's not fair, it's not a fair tax, whatever it is, on those cases no dina makusa dina to pay that tax. Mimela, if you went ahead and tipped off the king, you're going to be chayiv because you go yom mehefset. But if it was a legitimate tax, and it's a dinin makhus, a dinah that you chayv to pay such a tax, then enochanami, you are going to be potter if you tipped off the king to pay that tax. If I tell the melech that to somebody, let's just take the shach lamais, if I tell somebody, I know someone who's evading tax, doing tax evasion, and I go ahead and I tip off the officials, you should know, Yankel Shmerel is evading tax, go after him, he did the creative accounting on his tax return, and they go after him and they nail him, and he has to pay money, according to the shach, at this point, you are going to be potter. Because at the end of the day, what Yankel Shmerel has to pay is medin. He has a chiv to pay taxes. All of us have a chiv to pay taxes. It's dinun makus adina. I'm a mela. I wasn't goyim him any hefsid moment. The moment that I was goyim him was kedin. Taka owes that money. So it's kedin. It's a very, very important shak. It's a major machloikis. We're going to see. We're going to develop this now. But it's, like I say, it's a one line in the shak, but I think it might be the most important shak in the simen. That if you're moisa, without even knowing this, Yitaka shouldn't have been Maisa, let's say, whatever. You did a Maisa Mesira, but the Maisa Mesira was on something that Yenna was anyway chayv to do. You're going to be potter. Oh, we're going to go through it. Yeah, 100%. Let's take a flesh this out. We have numerous cases, and this is a geshmak in the numerous truvas as well.
One second. This is a little different, because he's going on the Ramah.
He's going on the Mechaba.
On the Mechaba, the guy didn't just get up on himself. The tax collector came and said, I need $50,000 in tax. And you say, well, you know what? This guy owes you 25. So I'll give you 25. Yeah.
Well, this case...
He didn't just get up. It's not talking about in a case where the guy just got up and said, called somebody over, by the way,
well, what's the hook? The tax collector came and said, I need $25,000 worth of wine. And you say, Yenna owes you $25,000 worth of wine. So the Lemaisa, at the end of the day, since he owed it to you, he was chayv min adin, al zinu makus adina, you're going to be potter. It's only talking about a case where he's not chayv apidina.
He approached at all. Yeah.
The idea is that in order to be considered a mazik, a garmi, you mafsid Yenna money, is because it was Yenna's money that you mafsid. But if he owes it anyway, so I wasn't mafsid his money. We're going to go one Indian at a time. One second. So now, this halach of the shach, this halacha happens to be a taz in Shin Samach Tes as well. The taz in Shin Samach Tes, if Zayin quotes it over B'Shem the Mashal, mamish on this case, tax evasion. You go ahead and you tip off the melech. He didn't come to town. The mamish's case. You went ahead and you decided to be a good Samaritan and tip off the melech because you thought maybe if he'll pay his taxes, your taxes will be lowered next year. Yeah. What? Yeah, sure. They do? A brokerage fee, yeah? That sounds like the KVG. Okay. Fine. So if you go ahead and you tip off the government that someone is tax evasion, is doing tax evasion, b'chayai gavna, you are going to be potter. You're potter because come to him anyway, he owes the taxes anyway. Now even though we know in Shin Samaktes, it's not for tonight, but maybe tax evasion goes under the gedder of Havkos Havos, and he had a right to be mafkiyah the Havos, certain taxes, excuse me, but the bottom line is, even though you have a right to be mafkiyah l'hava, but you still owe that hava. So at the end of the day, when I tip off the melech and I say you owe those taxes, the taxes at the end of paying are kedin. You're not paying money that you should be able to keep. You're paying money that the melech deserves to get from you. Navas, you had a patent, you could have been mafkiyah l'hava, and I'm not allowing you to be mafkiyah l'hava. That's nandish, but I'm not being mafsed you money. That is a taz b'shein l'mashal in Shin Samak Tes. Interesting, it's not in Shin Ve'chas.
This is not
Toys Akum, this is Mata Akum. This is, of course, of what could be.
Government didn't know about it.
Right.
So by Toys Akum, you're supposed to
Tois Hakam is a different case. This is not. This is tax evasion. Tax evasion is not Tois Hakam.
He evaded it because
they didn't know, because you didn't report it on your returns. You weren't honest on your returns. So L'chalapach is it's Mat Hakam, and then Tertz is, if you're not getting anything from the government, it's Havko. Okay, I'd rather not go into all the Gedarim of Shin Samak Tes now. But what I'm bringing out is from this Shach state, and you have a Taz, and the Yam Shir Shalom, you have three Amudei Hayra who hold that if you moises somebody who anyway owes the melech the money or the guy the money, even though maybe he could have been a mafkia dava, we'll see soon, nevertheless, you are potter now. I'm not talking about issa het olam haba. I'm talking about whether potter chayv. I'm only talking about when it comes to a bezin, what halach is, chayv a potter. We're saying that according to these three amudi ara, you're going to be potter. Yeah, sure. And now,
why isn't that received?
Faket, the Senza would hold the other way. The Senza would hold that even if he owes it, he should be chayiv. Oh, you mean like this way? Here, okay, go. You want?
But isn't that called Mesira?
We're not talking about the Issa Shabbat Mesira. We're not talking about the Issa Shabbat. One second. We'll get to Issa shortly. We're talking about just chayiv. I'm not saying also not. I'm just talking about chayiv or potter. From here, I see if the guy owes it anyway, he is going to be potter. Okay, let me. There's a lot to say. Let me just develop it, and then we'll take questions. This halacha is also Chuvis Majdam. You can look it up in Kodesh Mishpat Reish Yudalid. He's actually medayikit from the Lashon HaTor. In the beginning, I didn't bring the previous sheet, but the beginning of the Sif, when the Mechaber talks about Minah Ledu Amaisa Mesira, Shkayak, it says, "Amaisa Mamim Biyaranz Benan Nitzakim Benan Nitzrel Chayv LeShalim Mayofish and Mechosiv." The Tor continues, and the Torah is Maisif, and he says, Mipnei Shegorim Loi Hefsid Mamaynai. You Gorim Loi Hefsid in his money, Mamaynai, his moment. So Zok the Majdam, it's Madrik in the Torah, Dim Loi Gorim Hefsid Lamamaynai. You didn't hurt his moment, Navas. You Mafsid him how? Because he wanted to be Ma'akiv Achayiv that he owed to a guy. And you prevented him from being able to do so. You forced him to pay up a chayv that he had to pay the guy, so even though you're mafsidin, but you weren't mafsidin as mamaynoi, because it was mamayn that belonged to the guy, that he owed the guy, b'chagavna, you're going to be potter. It's a mashdam now, a diyek in the Torah. So now you have four amudei hayara who hold that b'chagavna, you're potter. This shayla was an unbelievable shayla. It happened in the middle of the 1500s. It was, it was a shat that was heard around the Torah world. It was something that racked the mamish, the whole Torah world. You have tshuvas from the Mabit, and the Mashach, and the Munishmul, and Mir from it. You have the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael. It lasted for years, and this was the case. The case was that the Melech went ahead and was Taifis. He means Bekavli Basil. He put in, how do you call it, the chains and that ball, the iron ball, or whatever. And he locked the guy up because they were after his brother. They have on record that his brother, Yechiel Saki, owes the government money. So they locked him up. Tell me, disclose me, where is your brother? But tell me, where is your brother? If you can't figure out where your brother is, you're going to have to stay in jail. Till you, so you stay in jail till you figure out where your brother is. So they locked him up because his brother Yechiel Saki owed money to the government. So this guy decided to do a good Samaritan. He said, "You should know, you're making a mistake. You made a mistake on your records. My brother's name is Yechiel Saki. He owes you nothing. The person who owes you is Yechiel Chazan, somebody else. A mistaken identity. You got the wrong guy." They looked up in the records, they went through, Taki Yechiel Saki doesn't owe, it was Yechiel Chazan. They asked this guy to show him where Yechiel Chazan is. He showed him where Yechiel Chazan is, and sure enough, they got the money from Yechiel Chazan. And it came to Shail amongst the daily apaiskim, is he chayiv to pay or not? For what he did. The Maisi is, he was Maisi Yechiel Chazan to the Melech. But God, that Yechiel Chazan was chayiv to the Melech anyway. God, that's part of the tshuva goes in that maybe Yechiel Chazan wasn't chayiv. Okay, that's a second whole chelik of the shayla. I want to just focus on this shayla. And on this shayla, the Emunah Shmuel, and the Mabit, and the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, all paskin that he's chayiv, he's a moisa. So what is chayiv anyway? But he's chayiv, he's a moisa. Emunah Shmuel says a type of a svara, See, Mabit's grounded not so clear, but the Munishmul has said a svara, Utech Dvarav, he said a svara, that so what, he was chayiv to the melech, but maybe he would have been a mefatz of the melech, cut a deal, negotiated, pay a few cents on a dollar, or altogether be pater himself. So since it's not, till the melech gets the money, it's not a sure thing, so for you to go ahead and be moisa him, you are a moisa and you're going to be chayiv l'shalim. That's what they said. The Marshach and Marie Froma argued and said that you're going to be pater. And like now, lechayyur, this is what we're talking about. And this, we have a shak and a taz and a rishdam, a deacon, a tor, a mashal, who hold the chaygav, and you're going to be potter. But they held, and you should know, it's not only that. It's later achronim, perach mataren, and it's I think Mariel Diskin, even ad kadei kach holds the chayyur. We're going to see this is not so poshut. But at least we have a very important shak here that the shak is mavur, the chaygav, and you're going to be potter. Lamaisa is, you have a Ramah later on in Sif Yud Beis, that the Ramah has a different example, and his example was, and he quotes this from Meram Mariesberg, in the book of Meram Mariesberg, it was a Kadmon, it was printed in the back of Marie Weil, and over there was a case, Misha Reitzel Levroyach, Veloy Leshalem Lakim, somebody wanted to escape, to evade paying off a debt that he owed to a guy. And somebody else was a good Samaritan to tip off the guy that this guy, the loiv, is trying to run away. So he was very nice. But if you look up in the Mukim Aram Rizberg, it was happened to be a shver. The shver tipped off the malvuk ha-goy that you should know my item is cleaning and running away. Count on the shver. He doesn't have a din of a moisa. Why? Zakhtar Amah, Sherei loihev sidai. He wasn't mafsid in anything. Rakshur took the shalom ma-shechayev. All he had to do is pay up the debt that anyway he had to pay. See, now Mufush Ramah L'chayru, okay, L'chayru, that Ramah holds up B'chayagam like the shank, that you are going to be potter, because all you did was, is you moise somebody to pay something that anyway he had to pay. So, Melo, you can't be Mechayiv him, you weren't mastered in his eigen money, the money that he had to pay anyway. That's a Ramah. And so l'chayro, I mean, you could get out of it, but l'chayro, you now have a Ramah who holds like this, like a shak as well. We're going to see. Now, it happens to be a similar Ramah. Oh, we're going to get to it. 1 second. We'll get to Yitzvahat in a second. Now, this art concept has a number of variables. We can really go back. Go back to Simuchof Ches, about a goddess Edis. There's a guy taking a year to our Kois, and he would like to subpoena you as a witness, and you have information that will be Mechayiv the Yid, and you're Muzmin to go, subpoena to go in front of the judge. And the halachas over there, whether you're now, if you're an Eid Echad, you're now let her go, because he's going to be Mechayiv Api Edis of an Eid Echad, which is Shleikadin. If you're Shnei Edim, you could go. If you're an Eid Echad, which you shouldn't have gone, and you went anyway, and the judge paskin kefi devarecha to be mechayiv the yid, so even though you were even isa, the Ramah says that you're going to be potter because the erecha could say, "I'm a siyadati. It's true, you know, I'm only an erecha, but I know the truth. I know he really owed the guy money, so I'm a siyadati. So you can't be mechayiv me momin because all I did was cause him to pay the money that he had to pay anyway." So you have a Ramah over there as well. It's really good by Tom Yishayim that you have a Ramah over there as well. It's a Mordechai. It's a other Rishonim, that B'chai Gavna, you're going to be potter. The same concept, because all you did, even though you gave Edis, which is like a Maisa Mesira, but all you did was to be Mechayiv him money that he had to pay anyway. So since he had to pay that money anyway, you're not going to be Chayiv. See, by Beis Edim, he says it, by Erechad, he says it. All right. And if you, it's a Meduik in Ramon in Yoridei as well, in Reish Lam Ebeiz, which maybe we'll get to later on tonight, that we're always worried only that if you're going to be Manishim Yosem Medinoi. But if you only Manishim Medinoi, you're not going to be Chayiv. Because what is Chayiv Menadin, you're not considered a Mazik. All right. Now, once you're holding on this, let's just take this to the next step. We're talking about fines. I see somebody who's parked in a next to a hydrant. I want to call over a cop. Give this guy a ticket. He's a danger to the rabbin, but give a guy a ticket. He's blocking a hydrant, or I know a guy is speeding, or any other fine. I know a guy is doing something wrong. He didn't get the proper variance for his extension, and you'll tip off the government to fine the guy. Now, what we were talking about is not exactly that case. What we're talking about is the guy is chayiv min adin. There's already dinun makhus adin, he has to pay taxes, or he already owes the guy the money. So he really owes the money already, just he would like to be mafkir that halva, that chiv. And what we're doing is we're stopping him from doing so. So there is state that I'm potter because I was only mechayiv the money that anyway was chayiv to pay. In our cases, or we're mentioning these fines, these tickets, and there's a scene of accident, I want to call the cops to come down and give the guy a ticket. He went through a stop sign. These cases, before the cop gives a ticket, before the township gives any violations, you don't owe the money. You don't have to turn yourself in. You don't owe this money yet. It's not that they have the right to fine you for doing something wrong, but be aside, you don't owe it yet. So now if I'm calling them down, what I'm doing now is I'm causing you to pay something that a second ago you didn't even have to pay at all. That's already the next step. Why not? No, I'm not hard. Do I have to turn my? Do I have to go ahead? You're not chayiv. If there's no police that gave you a ticket, you don't. You could have a citizen's arrest. You could have other. But you don't have to pay the ticket. You know the famous joke about why did the Amaleki Ger kill him? How did Amaleki Ger commit suicide? You know, because he wanted to be Machiz Amalek. There's no such thing. He doesn't have to. This guy doesn't have to turn himself in. He's not trying to be chayiv. If they levy a fine against him, then he's chayiv. Till they levy the fine, he's not chayiv.
The way you're saying the story,
it's
the same thing with IRS. If I didn't pay my taxes, I'm not
high. No, you are. There's a chiv on every citizen to pay taxes according to a formula. You owe the tax. No. Correct. And I could toss if he's a pshat and I went through a stop sign. I was taka over the issa of going through a stop sign. But do I owe money yet? No. Until they find me, I don't owe the money. So, Mamela, what I'm doing is I'm causing now a fine that you didn't have till then. The mice is a chubis ma'asham. It's up to them if they want to issue the fine. They don't want to issue the fine. However, there is a Chubus Marsham who invokes the same principle, Chela Gimel Reish Ayin Gimel, and he has a case that there was somebody who was dealing in alcohol. They were selling opened barrels of liquor, whiskey, yain, whatever it is. And they had a law then that you're only allowed to sell closed barrels. You're not allowed to sell open stuff. And somebody was selling open stuff, so you tipped off the malchus, and they sure enough, they went ahead and they fined the guy. And the Chubus Marsham says, based on this halacha, you're going to be potter. Because at the end of the day, when they fined the guy, it was a good fine. It was an emesa fine. It was a minadinda fine. Because dinun machus adina, they have a right to fine for somebody doing such a thing. So vivai, they have a right to do that. So it's dinun machus adina. So at the end of the day, I wasn't mafsing him his own money. I was mafsing him money that he anyway had to pay to the government. So like this, you now all the fines, the guy's variants and everything, I'm not talking about whether you're allowed to, but if I do it, I'm going to be potter because the ultimate fine that he had to pay, kumtem min adin. He took all that money.
But of course it is true, whether
it's
the guy runs his
farm,
should be the same thing.
An economy. I didn't. I just collect the shot. I'm saying, you see, from the truth is Masham means I didn't find a right really from Kadmoinim on the shot, but the truth is Masham Nimzam Fapashas, he says, as far as the same, the vote is because at the end of the day, you weren't mafsing him any more money. So, Mamela, you are going to be potter. Now that we know you're potter, okay, but are you allowed to do this? Should you be doing these things? Are you allowed to be doing these things? So that, go back to the Ramah. The Ramah's case over there, when the guy was trying to evade paying up the chayiv, and he had a nice shver who tipped off and snitched on his edim, the Ramah says over there, even though you're potter, mikomakim b'ra'a asa, the shver did a terrible avla. Why? What was his terrible avla? Da'avi kimeshiv aveda la'akum. If you wanted to tip them off, the guy would have been mavriach and gotten away with it and not had to pay the chayiv. What did you do? He tipped off the malva, so he should now stop the labor from escaping. So he's going to end up having to pay him back. What you're doing is meshav avedolakim. You caused the guy to get money that otherwise he wouldn't have gotten. So it's meshav avedolakim. That's the issa. So according to Ramah, the problem we have against us to do these things, even though you're potter, is meshav avedolakim.
It's an aveda when he doesn't know whether he paid his
taxes. Correct. So if you want to tip off the government that someone is doing tax evasion, and they catch him, ena chanami, you would be potter min adin, but you shouldn't be doing it because you're meshav aveda lakim loiter amah. It means it's potter, I will also loiter amah because of meshav aveda lakim.
So
It's not a din of Maisa. Very good. Now, the Maisa is, the Rambam over here says, you know, Pashas, it's also, because Meshav Edelakim. Going back to Simu Chofches, if you're two Edim, and you could testify, you're subpoenaed, and you could testify to be Mechayev a Yid to a guy, the Rambam says, it's entitled, you're Chaylam Loid. It's Mutta. It's a Rosh, it's Mashma, it's Mutta. Other Rishon is Mashma, Lechatchili, you're allowed to testify, Mechayev Gavna, if you're two Edim. Why are you allowed to testify? What happened to Zananich? He's not a Moisab Chariz, he's not Mavzad in money because he owes the money anyway. But what happened to this new Issa called Meshav Aved al Akam? What happened to that Issa? I mean, how do you shtim over there to over here? So Batim, it's really a Machlekes Rishayim. It seems to be a Machlekes Rishayim. Taisis in Baba Kama Kuf Yidal Meralef says that when two Edim are testifying that a Yid owes a Goy money, in fact, Taisis, he had a right to be mafkia d'alva, so it should be a terrible thing. So, and you should be meshamtin in lay, just like we're meshamtin in eid echot. So Tai says, no, even though he had the right to be mafkia d'alva, but be'atzim, he is chayv the money, so not meshamtin in lay. Vaisais from Tai says, Piskei Tai says as well, is Vaisais, that it's, you know, just not the dag of meshamtin in lay, but avad, it's also to do l'chachila. Yet the Rosh and other Rishonim over there hold, it's mutal l'chachila for eidim to me magid the eidis. So it seems to be Machlokes Rishonim. So the Yamshur Shlomi says, it's not a Machlokes. It's like this. When are you allowed to be Meafkiya Avah from a guy? You're only allowed to be Meafkiya Avah if the guy doesn't know about it. There's no Chilul Hashem. Let's say you owe money to a guy and he died. And now the Yerush says, did you owe money to my father? Nah, I paid him up. The Yerush doesn't know if you paid up the father or not, so there's no Chilul Hashem. So then you're allowed to be Meafkiya Avah. But in the face of the Malva, who knows that you didn't pay him, that's in his us. You're not allowed to be Meafkiya Avah. It's awesome. There's no heta of course of Abukai Gamna of Chilul Hashem. So after Mashal, that's the difference. The case that Rosh is talking about that it's Mutal is when the guy knows about it. So there's a Mokam of Chilul Hashem, so he had no right to do. He shouldn't have done it. You have no right to be Mifkiyad Avah. So if I give Edis that you owe the money, so you owe the money. It's not a problem. So you owe the money because it's tight. So it's even Mutal like Achila to do. Mashayinking, in the case where the person, the guy didn't know about it, he forgot about it, he has no way to track, he has no way to know that you are tax evading, he has no way to know that you owe the money, or he forgot about the loan, whatever it is, you have a right to be mefkiyad avah. So if I go ahead and do it, even though I'll be potter, because it's anyway money that you owe, but it's still asa to be done. So that's a chilek. But when he makes his chilek, says the reason why it's asa is because it's asa. There he says the Issa is not because of a nice Meshav Aved Elakim like the Ramah. He holds it's like Beged the Messiah. It's also because you're being Masid a Yid. You're hurting a Yid. You're doing something Shreklach to a Yid. That's why it's also. So the Mashal makes his Chiluk, but he has a different spin why it's also. Not as Meshav Aved, but it's also because the Issa Rali Yisrael. Now, if once you have that Mashal's Chiluk, you could say L'chayra. That means, let's bring it out. So when there are Halach, and the Shach brings down the Mashal and Simchav Ches, so now Halach over there, when it says that Edom are allowed to be made, he's only talking about where the guy knows about it. So it's also Lafgir, so you're allowed to be made. And the Truvis Mashdam says the same thing, and actually the Truvis Mashdam says, over there in the Simin Reshi Dalet, the Truvis Mashdam says, B'chai Gavna, that he knows about it, it's actually a mitzvah to do. It's a mitzvah to tell the guy, B'chai Gavna, if this guy is trying to do a Chilul Hashem, you should prevent him from doing a Chilul Hashem. It's even a mitzvah loid. And it's really a Rashba B'Shem Deraivid in the Bava Kama, the end of Kufkid Gimel, I think it's Kufkid Gimel on my base. Also, that if there's a Mokum Chilul Hashem, Avadi allowed to testify. So Simukov Ches is talking about Mokum Chilul Hashem. There are more later on, you could say, and we have to get to it, even though it's not so posh, we'll have to see a guy over there. You can say that Ramah's talking about over there that there was no Chilul Hashem, either the guy forgot about it, or he won't know that you're trying to just evade him, maybe he still moved out of town, whatever it is. When there's no Chilul Hashem, then it's going to be Asa. But instead of being Asa, it's a form of Moisa, Asa Rali Yisrael, like the Mashal, the Ramah says it's only Asa out, Meshav Aved Dola Akam. So you want to know if it's a mutter to do or not, it will be dependent if the guy knew about it. If there's a Makam of Chilul Hashem, the guy knows about it, and he had no right to be mafgir, then it's even mutter l'chatchila to do. But if the government doesn't know that your next door neighbor is tax evading, or that he made an extension without a variance, or he's doing other violations in his building, and they don't know about it, for you to tip them off, even though you'd be potter, but it's still asa to do, either like to Mashallah, it's asa rol Yisrael, or like to Ramah, it's because you're meshav avedo la'akum.
So in a car accident, you can't call if they're going to give them a ticket.
So if you're going to call the police to give a ticket in a car accident, it's going to end up happening that that you're going to be potter if he gets the ticket, like to Masham, even penalties. But for you to do lechachila, why did you do lechachila? If you went to court, the police would have never known about it. He would have been potter. So what are you doing now? You're being meshev avei delakum, or you're being aser al Yisrael. Either one, but you're doing something wrong here.
You're like, what about to call like the ambulance and the police are
going to
come also?
Okay, so that's a problem. Yeah, okay, that's a, yeah, it's a serious shaila. All right. What, by the accident? Okay, we'll have to discuss. Accidents itself. Now, there happens to be the Chazanish over there, the Chazanish in Bava Kama, in Yud, Oisir Aleph, by the case where the Yamshu Shlema asks to give our goddess Edis, where the guy did not know about it. So the Yam Shlomo says, "B'chai Gavna, Oser Royal Yisrael, you're doing something terrible because that year would have been able to be Makviya Davon. You're preventing it." So the Chazanish, he holds, he argues with the Yam Shlomo, he holds that even then it's Mutter. What are you doing? You're preventing him from being Makviya Davon. So Nanich, he could have been Makviya Davon, but you have a right that he shouldn't be Marviach this of course Davon. You don't have to allow him to be Makviya Davon. So Chazanish wants to say, he said, Hagabat Makar. If you hold like the man, Dom, Gezalakim is Mutter. We don't pass him like that. But if you hold Gezalakim is Mutter, and you know a Yid is about to steal from a Goy, you now let us stop the Yid? So why do you let us stop the Yid? It's Goyish money, and you're preventing him from doing a Revach, so what? It's not a normal Revach, and you have a right to stop him from stealing from the Goy, even though it's Medina. Let's say it would be Mutter, like that money. We don't pass him like that, but it would be Mutter. So he says, so to... Yeah, but Havkos Havah is the same thing. We pass Havkos Havah as Mutter, but he says, if you want to stop him from being Me'afkir Havah, Avad, it should be Mutter. He doesn't understand the Yamshu Shlema. Now, it's very nice, he's very nice and comfortable in Sunkhav Ches, but what do you do with, here with the Ram over here that says it's also Achmeshiv Aved Alakim? He knows that when in the guy's Kayev and he's trying to be a Mefkir Davah, it's going to be Muti. A ladder is not a problem. So it's a Fush Ramah for Kefir Nechazanish. Or here the Ramah, Chach Asis, Achmeshiv Aved Alakim. So the only eights I have, if he doesn't discuss it, you're going to have to say that the Chazanish took him into a case that you don't have this Isav Meshiv Aved Alakim. Someone is saying that there's no issa major aved alakim if you do it for other kavonis. It's not part of Yom Shishlam is faket. But if you're not doing it, Laman Sveisa Ravis, that's me. You're not doing it to equate the guy to a yid. You have other cheshbonis why you're doing it. Perhaps it's a tumult. You might have a heta to know a major aved alakim.
Will never know whether you are cheating them.
Right, so that's what the Chazanish told me. Even if the Akam would never know, you're still mutter to stop him. That's what Chazanish argues, Yom Shir Shleiman. He says, it's still mutter to do. He doesn't have to, you don't have to allow him to make this harvacha of being mafkiya zavah. You don't have to allow him to do so.
So you should tell the Akam.
He doesn't say you should. You're allowed to, according to the Chazanish. He argues with Yom Shir Shleiman. But like I said, there are most...
But you don't have to.
So if you marshal a tzitzia, that would be a kiddush Hashem. So you don't have the issa mesha veda lakum, and you're only worrying about the meis issue. So the Chazanish says, "B'chai gam, there's not a problem. It's mutter." I mean, you're just trying to help out the Chazanish. Because you're trying to show that Yen is trying to mavkia 100%. I can't even talk about it. Sorry. But I don't have to allow him to be my vehicle. If you're trying to steal from a guy, why don't you say zenem v'zalo chasa? All right. Now, at the end...
Anybody who cites the Masham that says that something that's...
A penalty?
...is the same as...
The only one I have, Daval, is Masham. Masham, correct. I don't have anyone for that either. Just, it's Masham. Now, let's play this out a little bit. Yeah. Right now we have a Ramah who holds it's also b'makom that Yemesha Aved Alakom. The Mashal also says it's also in a certain case where the guy wasn't aware about it because also Rol Yisrael. Good. There's a Yashami in Peya. The Yashami has such a case. I'm telling you the chat according to the Pnei Moshe. The Yashami has a case, and it's in the beginning of Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, that there was a person by Choyvitz, that there was an Angaya, there was a rotation of who has to work for the Melech, and this group had to work for the Melech, and today, Bar Choyvitz didn't show up on site to the job. They have to pick up, clean the highways, whatever it is. So 20 people showed up, Bar Choyvitz didn't show up, absent. And the officials didn't realize that Bar Choyvitz was missing. So one guy said to his friend, "What are you eating for lunch today?" So the guy said out loud, "I plan on eating chuvtza." It's a type of a food. Chuvtza. Said it out loud to make sure the government official heard. Where's Barchovitz? Oh, and they went and they chap Barchovitz and enforced Barchovitz to come. That was the case. So Rabbi Yochanan says over there that this is considered Lashon Hara Bitzina. Lashon Hara Bitzina. Now, it's very nice as Lashon Hara Bitzina, very nice Indian, we all might be on Lashon Hara, but what happened to the Indian of Moisa? Why isn't it Moisa? Was Moisa now forced a guy to go do work that otherwise he would have been able to get away by not doing? He was able not to show up, no one noticed, and I forced him to come. I forced the officials to nail him. What's going on? What happened to Moisa? So, truth be told, the Chavetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Bermayim Chaim, Klau Gimel, Sifkotin Gimel, asked the Kasha. And he says, it's not Bechal Moisa, his Lashon is, I'm just saying over the Lashon, the Ein Ze Bechalal Achvi A Tivna De Chavrei. It's Lashon Gemara, where you show Tivna De Chavrei, you show the official where Tevin of your Chavrei is. He said, this is not Achvi A Tivna De Chavrei. Doesn't explain, I assume he means because he's only did a Beremez, he only insinuated or whatever, that's not Mamish the Issa of Moisa. So therefore the Yishalmi had to come on to a new Issa called Lashon Hara. But it's not Achvi A Tivna De Chavrei. All right. What we're saying is it could be a lot better. What we're saying is, in that case, the reason why it wasn't a Moisa, at least to be Chayev out of Moisa, we'll take it the dagger, is because he's anyway Chayev. And Gaya, he's a Dina Machus, Dina, he's a mass. It's like any other mass that he's responsible to show up at work. He had to go work. So you're not going to have the problem of Chiva Ptur, that you did a Manavla, from showing up at work. That you won't have the problem. The only problem you might have is now a new Issa called Meshav Avei Delakim. But the Issa, according to Ramah, but there's no Issa Mesira B'chai Gavna. So mainly the Yisham didn't have this Issa of Mesira. The Yisham could be a lot better. It means you won't have a Chiv, you won't even have the Issa Mesira, because the guy was Chayiv anyway. The only thing is that it's funny. We have a similar case. Zad Echad Yishami says the Issa is called Lashon Hara Bitzina. Okay, because he did Bitzina. If you do it Befesh, it will be Lashon Hara regular. And the Ramah is coming on to a new Issa called Meshav Avei Delakim. Why didn't the Yishami have the Issa called Meshav Avei Delakim? And why didn't the Ramah have the Issa of Lashon Hara Bitzina? And the Nafkamini is, like I said, there could be cases where you don't have the din of Meshav Avei Delakim. You're doing your Lekadish Hashem, so you don't have the Issa of Meshav Avei Delakim, but you're still going to have this problem of Lashon Hara. Like, we can have Nafkamini. Like, I'll give you a couple of Nafkamini. For example, this was a story, this was a true Shoyal Meshiv. You had somebody, you are in the business, and you know someone else in the same business, but he's not doing it, he's not paying taxes on his business, or he doesn't have a license to do so. You have a wine business, and you know someone else also opened up a wine garage or something, and he doesn't have a license to do so, and you would like to tip off the melech, that by the way, over there on, you know, that block, the guy has a wine garage, he's not paying taxes, he doesn't have a license, it's illegal, why don't you just shut him down? So now, in that case, what am I doing? I'm not causing him, let's say there won't be fines, let's just take that. All I'm doing is to shut the other guy down. I'm trying to shut down my competition. It's a legal competition. I would like to shut the other guy down. And I would like to use the power of the melech to shut him down. B'chai God, there's not going to be a problem with Meshav Avei Delakim. The melech is not gaining anything from it. So, and Kumtem, he's supposed to not be in business because there's a law that you can't be in such a business without having a license. So, Lechayit should be mutter for me to do if the Issa would only be Meshav Avei Delakim. But Zokta Sholom Meshav, it's also Mamish's case, the Sholom Meshav, it's Madura Kam Chelek Aleph Simuchav. He said, Bechagam, it's going to be also because you have the Yishalmi. Because what are you doing? Mamish says it's Mamish like the Yishalmi's case. It's a Lashon Hara. You're causing a problem to somebody else, even though Kumtem in Adin, he's supposed to be working for the king, as Zinu Malkuz Adin, but you're causing him a prehefsid. It's Lashon Hara.
Masham,
what the Masham is that? What? Masham just says Yipata. We don't talk about Issa Veheta. With the Yishami. So God happens to be another Pshat Yishami in the Maral, in the Siv HaLoshen, in the Siv HaZoyel, in the Siv HaLoshen, Perek Zayin, I think it is. Perek Zayin has a different Pshat in the Yishami. Has a different Pshat in the Yishami, like, didn't there won't be a right to all this. But I'm going with the Pshat that there was a vice as Ungenum by a lot of Achrenim. L'chayish have a new problem, what happened to Loshen Hara? And the Nafka Minas. No. All right. Now let me go a lot of these stories. You ready? Someone went and had a shaila to the Sheva Talevi. He wanted to know, and this shaila was also around the world. A lot of tshuvas on the shaila. He wants to work for the IRS to do tax. auditing. And he wants to work for the IRS. He got a job, a position to work for the IRS. So the Tshuvas Shevet HaLevi, when he goes through the Shiloh, he says that the person who's being mavriach the meches owes the meches apidina and makuzedina. So the only thing that you're going to be causing by your tail snitching on the guy is something that kumta minadin. So you're going to be pata. Elamai, the only issue that you have to contend with is the Ramaz issue later on of mavriach aved alakam. He said that din doesn't apply. That only if you're a good Samaritan. You're still a citizen who asked you. But if you're hired, if you're mamuna mitzad melech, this is your job. You're hired to find. That's your job. You're not being a mesha aved alakam. That's your job, to find everyone who's cheating on their taxes. He said, just like the marshal, the Gemara said, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, was Kaitam Ani Mechala, he was chapping Ganovim, he was Maisel Lamelech, and they were killing the Ganovim. And he tainted Maisel, that they had Chachoma and didn't like Rabbi Lazar B'Shem for what he was doing. He's Maisel Amuli Yisrael, Fala Rigo. And he says, Kaitam Ani Mechala, it's fine, it's Moto, and the Chuvah Zerash, and the Ritva Nasig, and the Chuvah Zerashwa, it's fine, it's Dinam Akuzedino, that's the Din, you can kill them, it's not a problem, it's Minadin, and there's no problem, Meshavai Vedalakim, anything like that, because it's Mamunu Mitama Melech, it's fine, it's not a problem. So Mameli says that if you want to be a tax auditor, it's not a problem because it's minadin, and you don't have the problem meisha aved alakam. But he says it's not a mishnas chasidim to take on such a job. He has a different yeshami that had a case that even when it was a mokum of a heter to do mesira, when one of the amoraim, I forgot who it was, did the mesira, Eliyahu stopped talking to him. So he said, what do you mean it's mutter to do? So they said it's mutter, but it's not mishnas chasidim. For that, you're not zeicha liras Eliyahu. So he says, not a mishnas chasidim to do, he would advise you not to become a tax auditor. But minadin, he holds it's mutter because it's only minadin, and you don't have the problem of mesha vedalakam.
Tanik. Isn't that Gemara
of Shmuel Elazar Raya first?
Like this,
she does? Relazar B'Shimon.
What?
That's what he wants to bring a right, that you see that it's mutter minadin, he could have others to try to get out of the Gemara. Could be other reasons in the Gemara. Chinuch had a different shah in the Gemara. There were Ganovim, yeah, right? Well, perhaps I'm now being typhus him, and I'm going to get one sec. Hold off, I'm going to see Ganovim, it's not so posh, but certainly I'm killing them off. Chinuch has a different child. The Chinuch and Zimlam Adult says that you're allowed to kill somebody who's not, when he reckons the Issa of Aseres HaDibris, when he reckons the Issa of you're not allowed to kill, it's Yitzhak, he says you're not allowed to kill somebody who doesn't deserve to be killed. Someone who's a, what's his Lashon, someone who's a Tata, I forgot his Lashon, someone who has a right to live. Mashenking these people, he brings a right from Aliyah, you're allowed to kill these guys because these guys deserve to be killed. It's interesting to Chinuch. Okay, but he has a different shot in the Gemara. But he owed, now what happened to Lashon Hara? Loit Tishola Meshiv, Yishami, we have a new issue to condemn. You're right, it's not a Hashem, Hashem, Veda, but it should be also not just Mishas Chazidim. It's Lashon Hara, and Lashon Hara is not just Mishas Chazidim. It's also Minadin, and I'll say Lashon Hara. Remember, the Lav, I told you, the Chinuch holds that the Lav of Messiah is Lose Elechrochim. It's part of Lashon Hara. I'm thinking, Ella Dumasir should be also, so let's say, Lechrochim. So Lechay, you should have that, Issa. Maiz is the Chuvis Minchas Yitzchok, Chelek Dalla Tzimenun Aleph. That he has a similar case. There, the person asks him if he could become a chartered accountant. That's a Lashon, he writes by Anglia. The court wanted to hire him to be a chartered accountant. In B'teich HaTshuva, it's Mavod, it meant that the court wants to hire him to be the resident expert in accounting, that whenever there's a court case, whenever there's any issue, IRS issue, whatever it is, he'd be on hand to give his expert opinion. So he'd be the steady, and he says he's not doing it for the money, he's doing it for the COVID, he's doing it for, you know, to have the prestige, or whatever it is. And Minchas Yitzchok said it's also, unless you get permission from the Yid, for you to sit on such a case. Otherwise, it's also. He doesn't go into the reasons why, but he holds it's also. It's now it could be also Lashon Hara. I come to Minadin. So I come to Minadin, but he's still not allowed to do it. L'chayra, it's still not allowed to do it.
But he's not, this guy's not even saying that this guy is evading taxes. He's just paskening tax halacha.
Right, means if you want to know, we have a state against Yanko Goldberg for evading taxes. What do you say? Is he evading taxes? Now his mumke is load according to clause number 17, paragraph 2. He's evading taxes, right? So
he's not being mechayev the guy.
But he's being mice. He's helping. He's being misayeah with his diba. It's like I've got to say this. With that, he's being mechayev the person, helping the court be mechayev, and he owes it tzasa. The Tshuvas Igros Moshe Cheshem Mishpat Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi Beis, who had the case of the tax orderer, and he starts off and he says that l'chayev should be also. and you're chayiv because it's going to be manish and yaisa min adin Torah. But then he says it could be it's not a problem because if it wouldn't be for you ordering the taxes, whoever would be ordering the taxes would find the same problem and would say the same thing, and it would be just as chayiv. So memeli not being mazik klal v'klal, memeli b'chay gavna should be muta. I don't know which order it is that Rav Moshe was familiar with. Today, it's mamash so subjective. Yeah, you could be order of the melech if you only find something that's so blatant that the dumbest auditor and everyone would find. I mean, but normally they kick in and they find things and not everyone finds everything. L'chari, you shouldn't have that heter Rav Moshe. But at least you see Rav Moshe was entertained that Be'etim would be mutter. The only problem he has a new problem. They be manishim yaisa, then he's chayiv min din Torah. That's Rav Moshe. And when I saw the truth of Rav Moshe the first time, I said, maybe it means because, you know, even though there are laws in Machuzadina how to find a guy and how to pay taxes, but they might get out of hand, it's very subjective, they might do more. The truth is, Masham, in our case of the Yain Sarav, says, as long as it's a Kitzra Lamaila, even though it's up to the judge to decide, the jury to decide how much to find the guy, but as long as it's a Kitzra, and there's a formula, there's a method how to reach that penalty, he holds that that's fine. That's considered a Dovishish L'Kitzra, and that's Dina Makusadina. Because you can have a Mashin L'Kitzra, not Dina Makusadina. He said that's considered a Kitzra. There's a formula, and there's a max on it. Max 5 years in prison, that's fine. So even though it's up to them 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, it's fine. As long as we have a formula or a framework to work with, that's going to be fine. Now, Lamaisa is Rav Moshe holds, you know, had a problem that they're going to achieve Yosef Midin Shal Torah. Happens to be, if you look in other Jews of Rav Moshe, you'll see where he's coming from. The Rav Moshe had a tshuva that a guy in Nebuch was Meicha Nevelis Atrevis with Turkashis. You think it's only a month? It happened many years ago too. And they wanted to give him over to the officials and get him good. And Rav Moshe asked it, said, even though the guy did a terrible avla, but they're going to be on true Yosef Min Adin. They're going to, why? Yosef Min Din Torah. Because the guy who's Meicha Nevelis Atrevis, what should be done with that guy who paid Torah? Should lose his license, should never be able to be a butcher again. Lost his Chesed Kashrus. We'll talk about other things, about writing Sefer Torah, giving Edus. We'll talk about, he's considered Chashem Machmas Moment. We'll talk about, what does he owe the people? He owes the people, of course, Bakoshes Mechila. He owes the people maybe a Mekach Toys, a refund on all the money. But Manish, what are they going to do? They're going to put him in jail. He says, jail, Yisurim of jail, is Yosef Midin Torah. There's no such concept in Torah of jail. That doesn't exist. So since it's going to be Yosef Midin Torah, so that's very more than what he has. You have no right to be Moise guy, Yosef Midin Torah. Hold on a second. And he says, at the end of the truth, he says, I Rabbi Lazar Rib Shimon, he said, Rabbi Lazar Rib Shimon, it's Mamish not Doimu Lakan. He says, over there, it's talking about, if you look, the truth is, it's talking about because it's Mamunu Mitzad HaMelech. But if it wouldn't be Mamunu Mitzad HaMelech, Avad it's us, you know. He doesn't say. I'm just thinking the last line, it's like a one line at the end of the Tshuva. But this is, you look it up, it's a question Mishpah Chelek Aleph Simin Ches. And he says the exact same thing again, Lagabi, someone who is going to Sifrei Torah and the clay cast of the crowns on the Torah, whatever they're called, and the ornaments of the Sifrei Torah, good, and he was stealing, and they wanted to be moisim to the police. He says, Mamish, he's a reckless. He's stealing, going from knocking off shul after shul. And Rashi says, also, what are they going to do today? What are they going to do? They're going to put him in jail. That's Yosef Midin Torah. You're not allowed to do that. And he brought a beautiful ride from Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara indicates that Rish Lakish was being shamed in a field and came along, so I was stealing some fruit of the field. So Rish Lakish said, obviously he figured the guy was a Yid. So Rish Lakish said, Lahavi Ahu Gar Rabishamta. Should be in a chayim, a shamta, I forgot the lashon gemara. Nidui, he should be in chayim, such a person who steals. So the ganav replied back, Lahavi Ahu Gavra, who telling me the Ashmi Kayim, he should be in chayim. So he went to Rish Lakish, went to the Beis Medrash, and the chacham told him, Yen is chayim that you put on him. Is Yosef Midin. A Ganav only has to pay back the money they took. He doesn't deserve to have a Cherem. So his Cherem is not Chal. Your Cherem is Chal because you did something to him that you shouldn't have been doing. So Memele, your Cherem is Chal. So Rav Moshe, this guy is a Ganav, and all you tried to do is give him a Cherem more than his Chiv Mamin. And what we say? It's Shleik Adin. You're not allowed to do that. You're going to get it. Right? So Rav Moshe, here too. You're putting the guy in jail. That's Yosef Midin. You have no right to do it.
That's right.
Yeah, so the million-dollar cash, obviously, on the Moshe is what happened to Dina de Malchus Adina. Why can't there be a Dina Malchus Adina?
So you're not allowed to cause anybody to go to jail, because jail is not Midin.
Right, that's what Moshe holds, because it's Yesem Midin Torah. You're not allowed to do anything that's Yesem Midin Torah. If you're going to...
If you want to stop him, the only way to stop him from continuing...
Oh, Koidim HaMaisa, so that's a different Jew, so hopefully we'll get to later on in the Simen. But we're talking about Acha Maisa, you want to be Maisa the guy, you have no right to Moshe the guy because Miyaisa Midin Torah. Now, Moshe is not Marek, but we know that there is a Koyak Adina Machuz Adina. It sounds like from Moshe there's no Koyak Adina Machuz Adina to cause a guy an Oinish that we don't find in the Torah. That's Yaisa Midin Torah. It's interesant to Rav Moshe's cook. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I spoke to Zalman Nechemi Goldberg. I remember the one time I went to him, the first time I went to Yaisa Misimul Ashayla, he held that could be its mutta, it's not a problem. Then I went back to him the second time. He asked him a similar Messiah Shaila, and he tells me, because then the first time I told him what happened to Rav Moshe, no, he argues Rav Moshe. Then when I went back to him the second time, sometime later, and I asked him Messiah Shaila, he tells me, Lishitascha, because you want to go to Rav Moshe. He remembered like that. Lishit, he's an unbelievable memory. Lishitascha, I was the millionth guy who asked him the Shaila that week. But Lishitascha, it should be us at Rav Moshe. But it's Nishkefelik, I hold. Means, where is he coming? On by the home, that's part of Dina Malchus Adina. We have a Chuvah Rashba who says it's in Chelak Al Tofrei Shud Beis that the Koyach HaMelech is Dina Malchus Adina to be manish, Gazlonim, Ratzchonim. That's a Koyach HaMelech. They have that Koyach to be manish. So Elamele Ramoshin means only the Koyach Viva, you only being manish moment. Maisa Radvon, the Kegumar of Erolaz of Reb Shimon, Radvon learns the Sigha that it's a Koyach Dina Malchus Adina. And even though they were only Ganovim and they were killing Ganovim, so that's Yosef Midintar, there's no Din in the Dintar to kill Ganovim, and yet he held that that's Koyach. He has the koyach. So you see, you can have such a dinu malchus edina. At the end of the day, it comes out that if the guy is chayiv anyway, something that is chayiv min adin, you are going to be potter. Whether it's mutter or us, we have a ramah that it's also tzmeishav avedol akam. We have a pashas of Yusham, Yosholom Meshav, who asks it. There's a new problem called Lashon Hara. We have a mashal who asks it. It's a problem also Roli Sro. It sounds like it is a Mesirah Dika Issa. And you have to play it out. But it sounds like all these cases, right, the Mashal says it clearly, is only if the guy would have been able to avoid it. But if the guy wouldn't have been able to avoid it, he can't evade taxes. Chilu Hashem, he has no right to mafkir davar. There we have a Raman, Simchav Ches, Mashal, who says that it's mut and it's not a problem. Because now you don't have the problem, Mishav Avede Laka, maybe you don't have a problem. Right, that's later on. We didn't get to it yet. Right, so you want to know it's applied in these cases. Well, we're trying to entertain it might be mutter, but we see from the Paiskim that they went with these Akhrenim. We know a lot of Akhrenim asa and hold that even when you're chayiv min adin, you're still chayiv, not like the Shach. But we have a lot of Akhrenim and Heintego who seem to say that if the guy's chayiv min adin, you're potter, that's for sure. Isso heta, we'll dan the Yisurim depending on the case. But potter, we have these Akhrenim, the Gdel Akhrenim, the Shach, the Taz, the Mashal, the Mashdam, who hold that you are potter. All right. Let's try to move on and try to finish up this sif. When we get to Sif Yud Beis, we'll revisit the Amogas. There's a lot more radiant. I'm trying to capsulize it here just to plug it in the shak. Like I said, there's a very important shak here. If you learn like the other Akronim Lamasha, that Yechayiv, even when there's Dina Nuachus Adina, then you learn up the case of Machabah Pasha. Harisha goes of Melech, even though he takes Chayiv the taxes, still, who asks you to tip off the Melech? And you're going to be Chayiv if you do so. But the shak holds that when a guy is Chayiv and you tip him off, you're going to be Pata. All right, let's try to do the end of the Ramah. Haya Raya Nezik Ba'alav. If you see a Nezik is coming your way and you want to deflect it, Mut Alatal Atmai Anfu Pisha Yidei Zer Ba'al Nezik La'acher. You have a water stream, overflowing river that's coming, it's about to flood your field, going to ruin your crops. So you put up a gate and you redirect the stream, don't come here. Well, where is it going to go now? It's going to go to your neighbor in the next field. So because of you, had you not done it, it would have gone into your field and your neighbor would have been fine. But because you blocked it from coming to your field, now it's going to your neighbor's field, it's going to hurt your neighbor, that you're just doing it to be matter latzmi, that's fine, it's not a problem. That's what Nemuk Yosef. Look in this massive cotton yod. Shom ben Nemuk Yosef siyem, because of dim kvar ba'olov, but if it already came on you, then it's also lasalkoi, then it's going to be also to do, If it didn't come yet on you, then you have a right to block it. But if it's already on your field and you want to somehow block it, to redirect it, to go out of your field and now go into your chavis field, that you're not allowed to do because it's already your problem. Till it gets to your field, it's not your problem, it's the shtot's problem. So I'm going to make sure I'm not from the one person in the shtot's going to have this problem. But once it's on your field, you want to redirect it and sort of be matzal atlaka, be so the chaver, perhaps the chaver that you're not allowed to do, and that's going to be us. That's why it's put here. It's a symbol of lumdis.
It's both. Right now, you came to feel ready, but now it's stopped. You know it's going to come again.
No, if you know it's coming again, so what's the future stuff is not there yet, so you're allowed to stop. But what's there already, you can't throw out and get onto your friend's field. And the Muki Yosef fears eyes that this case is also true by a case of Angarya Shemelech. Let's say the Melech is about to levy on the town, certain Angarya, you have to host certain soldiers or food or whatever it is. And attacks on the town, Zimma Kuzadina. And you know the king's about to come to town. Well, before he comes to town, you could call up the official, make a few connections, call up official, do me a favor, just let this guy off the hook. It's not a problem. If he's going to let you off the hook, he's now going to be mechayev everyone else more because he has to fill his quota. Every soldier needs to have food and lodgings that night. But since it wasn't yet there, you have a right to sort of alleviate. You're not part of this problem. But if he already came to town and said everyone has to house one soldier, and you're going to say, press a few buttons and make sure that your house is not one of those houses, now it's too late. It's already on you. If it's already on you, now for you to remove yourself from this tax, what's going to happen? Someone else is going to house the soldier that you would have housed. So Mamela, you're forcing someone else to have a hefse that really belongs to you, and your matzah asimon kavera, that's also to do. That's the Muki Yosef. And then the Shukunok Rav says, who are then all taxes. You can apply this to every single tax. If it didn't come to you, it's mutter. If it's already on you, it's also. For example, let's say you have real estate tax. Let's talk about Lamaisa. And you're good with the assessor. And you could do Jadlach or whatever it is and get them to lower your assessment. So if they didn't assess it yet, so it's fine. But once they assess your house is worth $1 million and this is the tax, so now for you to go and lower that assessment, l'chayra, what you're doing, you're shifting the burden on somebody else. However, in today, that's not how it works here in Lakewood. What it works is when they lower your tax assessment, no one else for this year is going to be affected because they already made up how much they're charging every person based on their assessment and the formula of 1.6 or whatever it is, and that's it. No, because you're saving yourself for next year. Well, first of all, for next year, it's anyway, could be it's not on you yet. You have to know how vita done. Second of all is, even if you're saving yourself, lav davka, they're going to be charging somebody else more. It's like so, it's like a gram, it's a suffix. You know, they raise subjectively how much they want to raise money. It's not...
Because the Rubens could say, look, Shimon has the same house as me, he's low, I
should
also be low.
Yeah, okay, doesn't really do that because by law you only could have an assessment according to sales, not according to pet tax, that's the law. You only could use as comps of other people's sales, not that's a trick that they game, a game that they do to save themselves because you can never, look at him, you can't do that. It's a part of the corrupt system. All right, but anyway, so it means there's no transparency. There's no checks and balances to the process. So they really totally in control of what they want to do. How they want to do it. So l'chayra, it wouldn't be applicable, like I said, because it's a chalab, because it's koidam ha'maisa, you don't have this problem. Fine. I don't think we're going to have time to do... let's start Siv Gimel. We're going to stop here. We have another minute, but just to touch it. Siv Gimel just touches up the case that we had before. Unto ha'melech l'maisa zeh, ad shi'yara lo'y mamun chaver shu barech melefonav, v'hera lo'y mipnei ha'oynis, then you're going to be part of shum lo'yara lo'y yakeo yamizeo. Here we have a sakonis nefashis, and it's on mamun chaver. There the Mechaber said before that if you're an oynis, nefashis, on mamun chaver, you're going to have this p'tur. Next week we're going to go more into Siv Gimel with all the halachas. It's just a p'tur, it's also a heta, like similar shahs we discussed tonight. There are many, many variables to this. Hopefully we'll develop it next week. Agud Tavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.